1300.
Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Hass of Team Reba, dancing in my seat as usual.
There you go, getting down. Where every week we talk about real estate and finance and always have on new and interesting guests. And I would like to remind our listeners, this is a live call-in show.
Yes, it is.
If you have questions for us or our guests, you can call us up at 866-712-1300. You can also tweet Team Reba, R-E-B-A, or Eric is my banker if you have questions. We're always getting questions on and off the air and always happy to answer yours. Every situation is a story problem. And we're really good at trying to kind of put the pieces to those puzzles together and figure them all out.
For all you children who hated that in math class, it does come up in real life.
It's our life.
Absolutely
pretty
does.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yes. I know.
Yeah, that's right. Trying to get it all figured out. So, so call us if you have questions. Always happy to take your calls. So, again, 866-712-1300.
Okay, can I pick my bone now?
Yeah, you're talking about sewers or something.
No,
I don't know.
I wasn't just talking about sewers. No, so I mentioned Costco in their September issue that they mail out to all their members. There's an article from David and Amanda Horowitz that's talking about inspection detection. It says tips for choosing a home inspector. It's on page 17.
Okay.
So you can go directly to it if it showed up in your mail in the last week. But I was totally on board with everything they had to say in this article, because it talks about, you know, if you're looking for a home inspector, you know, it's great if they're associated with one of the national organizations. Like they mentioned ASHI, that's one of them. That's the American Society of Home Inspectors.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Used to have a neighbor who was the head of that organization for a while. And there's also one called NACHI. Mm-hmm. So there's a couple of different ones out there. They're not necessarily one better over the other. They're just different versions
accreditation.
Of their accreditation. And they also many times offer ongoing class and education for these folks, because they have to do that just like I do in licensing. And so it's talking about, you know, look for someone who's qualified. I also really liked that they mentioned look for somebody who carries air and emissions insurance.
Oh, good.
Because here's what I'm going to tell you. About 40% of the inspectors in the state carry it.
Right.
That means 60% of them
so
don't.
So if they don't, why are you paying them money to give their opinion on, you know,
right, exactly.
how your home is?
And most people are like, well, what's E&O insurance? Like, we in the industry all call it E&O. So errors and omissions. Well, that errors and omissions is what if they erred somewhere or omitted something that was a mistake?
The
unintentional mistake.
There was a problem with your home that could cost tens of thousands of dollars to fix.
Because most of these folks have...
You're saying they make mistakes?
Yeah. Oh, God. Mm. Yeah. I don't know.
Humans
know.
Making mistakes?
Ever. No one ever makes mistakes.
A house is a
houses
complex
are perfect.
System.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of elements to a home.
Oh, yeah.
And so if you're not really careful, meticulous when you're inspecting those, you can miss
Some
pretty
well, and they're, I mean, they're realistic
things.
In the article, too, to say, I mean, these guys can't see through walls. They're not, you know, Superman. Although you might find somebody who has an infrared device who can, you know, take a little peek at some
it's
things.
Kind of like Superman.
Yeah, that's a little bit like Superman. It's as close as you get, really. And there's people who also specialize in that technology, because you do have to really know how to read those infrared reports. But the error and omissions piece, no one can look or dig into the walls. Like the way things are set up, if you're buying a house, you can't go cutting things open unless you get the seller's permission, which we've done, when it's obvious a problem is starting to happen and we want to figure it out. But what ends up happening is these contractors send out their forms and say, you're limited in liability to the cost of your inspection. Well, most of your inspections cost anywhere from $300 to maybe $600.
Right.
So if your problem ends up resulting in thousands of dollars of damage, you know, that's going to kind of suck if they don't have E&O insurance to potentially have a claim against. So I do love that the article mentions that. And, you know, because you should be asking. Most people don't know. We have articles on our blog, teamreba.com/blog, that are about, like, what should I be looking for?
Yeah.
And we talk about all of this. So it's nice to see someone else mentioning it. So E&O, definitely big. The other thing that inspectors here no longer had to carry as of 2010 was a pest inspection license.
Right, right.
Which is also problematic, because what we have are houses here that can be subject to anabid beetles, moisture ants, carpenter ants, all kinds of wood, like softwood termites. There's all kinds of stuff.
Oh, lots of little crawlies that can get in there.
Yeah, and most people don't know how to identify where, you know, what the stuff is.
That's right. And a lot of times in lending, we may see if an appraiser goes out and looks at a home, you know, when they finally show up, they're going to look at the home. And if they see an area of concern, if they see moisture, dampness, signs of decaying wood, they'll call out for a pest inspection.
Yeah.
Well, if your home inspector is certified pest inspector, no problem. We can get that report. If they're not, guess what? Now you got to hire someone else to come out and perform
additional
that inspection.
Cost.
Yep, additional cost.
Yeah.
So.
And you also have to schedule it, and you may or may not be within your timelines of your contract to get it done.
Right.
So that's another big concern.
Well, let's explain that, what that means, because if I have a financing contingency, let's say, or an inspection contingency on my purchase contract, and I'm...
Those timelines don't always mesh well.
They expire, right? What do you normally have, 10 days for an inspection?
That's if we're in a market where you have the time to do that.
If in fact,
hey, yeah. Note to people out there, there's a lot of people waiving their inspections or doing pre-inspections. So that may have already been out the door before you even got to going through the appraisal process.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So you still have a financing inspection, a financing contingency as well, which is typically 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're outside of that, so if you're outside of your contingencies and the transaction unravels and it was your fault.
That's spelled S-O-L.
Yeah, that's spelled say goodbye to your earnest money.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want that happening.
Yeah.
That's not a good thing.
Exactly. So that wasn't the thing that I was talking about with bone picking, because so far I like what's in here. Then I get most of the way through the article, I'm about like two-thirds of the way through, it says drainage around house exterior. And about one paragraph in, it talks about if there's a home inspector who offers to do a sewer scope, tell them to pound sand. Now, my husband does offer sewer scopes, and there are a few other home inspectors in the area who do it as well, and they are very good at what they do. So it's one thing, you know, if you ask about experience, E&O insurance, things of that type,
right?
That's one thing. But I wouldn't take this completely to heart if someone says, hey, I can do that for you. Of course, you want to vet it out. You want to make sure that they do know what they're doing and learn what they've got as coverage behind that.
Well, sure.
Because a sewer line problem can also be quite expensive.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But that was where I was picking my bone, because it was like, hold on. No. That doesn't automatically mean that. So you just have to do a little more investigation before making that decision.
Yeah. So come on, Costco. Let's get that article. Let's get that article right.
Now, I do agree that when they get into their avoiding scams... Yeah, you don't want to just...
Most definitely.
Yeah. Well, and even in our... In every state's different, because not every state requires licensing like we do.
Right.
And in fact, prior to 2009,
place,
we didn't.
Actually. We're pretty good. We're pretty
good. Yeah, but prior to 2010, we didn't have consistent licensing. The only thing people had to have the same was the pest inspector's license, and now that's gone away.
Right.
So again, it's only like 30 or 40%, because that one is done through the Department of Agriculture. So it's a completely different license than the traditional home inspection license. So just note to folks out there, when you're reading your Costco, just, you know, that one little couple of lines, just chill out on that one, okay? Just chill out.
All right, you're all fired up here, Reba.
I said I had a bone to pick. People don't pick a bone lightly.
Well, true. Good point. Yeah, good
last
point.
I checked, when my dog's on a bone, he's gnawing the heck out of it.
That's right.
can't argue with that.
Just saying.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Hey, what's going on with the market?
Well, you know what? It continues to be quite hectic. It was funny because I had a couple conversations with people recently where they were saying, boy, we really thought it was starting to change. And someone, it wasn't you the other day who asked me about this, was it? Of like, hey, are you guys starting to see that there's a big adjustment in the market?
No, I've heard some agents actually... kind of talking about that just a little bit.
Okay.
And
no, there's no major adjustment.
No.
What they're starting to see now here. Okay, so we are at the tip.
Seasonality. Probably.
It's seasonality. There were a few people who had about a 2-week window that got quiet for them.
Mm-hmm.
We are having our biggest month ever in my career.
Yeah.
As a real estate agent. So no, some of the people who were slow, They just do business differently. Mm-hmm. We're killing it.
Well, we're seeing that on a macro level also on, mm-hmm. on the lending side, that the applications that we're taking in now for purchase transactions is really hitting record levels.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, the volume is still there.
Our bank, Home Street, will this month, I don't want to jinx this, but we may have our biggest month ever, you know, in the history of the bank. So it's really, really
busy. Yeah, the anecdotal
right now,
part, so. I mean, when I talk about the market, I don't just talk about what we're doing too, because I look every day to see what the stats are between what's pending and what's listed. And here's what's different. We brought this up on a show before. The seller fallacy about thinking they can get whatever price they want.
Mm-hmm.
We are hitting record prices. We brought up just the other week, we're 14% year over year in appreciation in our area. That's not coming out of nowhere. It's because we have tight inventory, there's a lot of demand, all of that, and that's continuing to happen.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening, though, is that we have people who are setting unrealistic prices for themselves, and then we're having to see price adjustments. So just in the last 2 months, I've seen more flyers from agents saying, oh, here's a price reduction. Now, does that mean prices are falling? No, that means some idiot overpriced his house.
Well, no, I think you're wrong on that, because I listen to the radio, and there's agents on the radio that if they don't sell your home, they'll buy it themselves.
Are those scams back?
Oh, yes.
Oh, no. I'm really sorry to hear that. Because there were a lot of people who got in big trouble for that.
I'm kind of wondering if that ever kind of goes through. Because then there, you got to really focus in.
You know
on
what
the
they do in this?
Print.
No, when I say it's
what's
a scam, it is
agreed upon price.
Right. That's the whole thing. The scam on those is they'll overprice, but then they have an agreed to very low price.
Right. Exactly.
That basically is what I would almost consider equity skimming.
Right. Right. Yeah.
It's a very, very.
Yeah.
No,
they're back.
Practice.
They're back. They're back.
And that is unfortunate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's it always kind of cracks me up. I listen to these things. I kind of know what's going on. It's like, oh, good heavens. You know, if anybody really kind of falls for that, that's pretty scary, because that's not.
And
a
it's
good
a
way
shame. It's someone being manipulated.
Absolutely.
You're gonna keep me fired up. This is the kind of stuff that really torques me off. This is how I watched people get taken advantage of. You know, during the last upturn. So,
of course. And this is something that when things get busy out there or somebody's frustrated, maybe they tried to sell their home, it got listed at an unreasonable mm-hmm. price, it didn't sell, then they think, it was the agent, or it was this, or it was that. So then they got somebody that's going to guarantee it. Well, I'll
maybe
just
it's
go
one of
that.
Those 70% things.
Could be.
Jeez, Joe, did you know we were going to get a crash course in real estate?
No, I didn't.
This is amazing.
All right, well, stay tuned. We have more coming up with Open House with Team Reba. Call us, 866-712-1300.
Give us a call at 866-712-1300.